It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to MGP 454. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog, Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 And more importantly, welcome to the 2021 Game of the Year podcast. It's the most wonderful time of the year. They even made a song about how wonderful this time of year is because you get the Game of the Year podcast closely followed next week by the Google Zeitgeist Review of the Year show. It's the two best shows of the year. Obviously, we used to have the trifecta that included Nogfest, but Sheepdog ruined that for everybody. We all remember what he did, so we can't celebrate Nogfest anymore. But we do still have the Game of the Year show. Hooray! Are we all ready? Are we ready?
Yeah. Should we address the fact that the podcast didn't appear last week for so many people?
That feels like something that you lot should have already dealt with while me and Anna were on holiday. We're not aware of it not appearing. We're not aware if it's fixed. Please take the floor, Sheepdog.
I don't know whether we got a message or whether Pab noticed this. It feels like someone
should
have noticed. Saturday
morning.
But Saturday morning, we were like, the podcast's out. And everyone was like, no, it's not. And we were like, oh, yeah. Well, I was like, it's on Spotify, so it is out. And then loads of people were like, it's not on iTunes. It's not on Podbean, Pod Addict, all these different sites I'd never heard of.
And I assume you use this as an opportunity to yell at all these cavemen. Listen on Spotify then, weirdo. What are you doing listening on anything other than Spotify in 2021? How are we going to get in your Spotify Wrapped if you're still listening on an iPod?
I made a passing comment that, it'd be a lot better for us if you listened on Spotify or iTunes where they're charts and therefore we can rank in them. But, I'm happy that people are listening all together.
No, don't. If you listen anywhere other than those two, you're just wasting. It's a waste. It doesn't count. You don't care.
So
this isn't for you if you're listening. If you're basically pirating it, you scum.
I think we had a chat, didn't we? And we agreed that, oh, look, Feedburner says it's going into maintenance mode. It's shutting down. It's something or other. Google are retiring it. So with that information, is the only you log on Feedburner, it literally just says to you, yeah, we're sunsetting this now. It's not going to exist. But underneath that, it does say it's going to work indefinitely if you're already on it, but we ain't maintaining it anymore. So we just assumed what they meant was it's dead. So I went through the list of all the people that messaged me saying their site wasn't working. And I'd gone to all those sites and gone, look, Feedburner's dead. We need to redirect to our Spreaker feed. And all these sites were just like, oh, yeah, no, this is how you do it. Help me do it. Although half of them set us up on a second feed and all this nonsense. It was just, I was going around the houses, essentially. And then it must have been, Thursday, Friday? Someone said to me, it's still not on Podcast Addict. So I went to them and said, look, Feedburner's dead. And he was like, you what? I was like, Feedburner's not working. Look, and he was emailing me back disagreeing with me. And I almost got to the point where I was like, mate, I was talking to 8 different podcast sites and they've all just done what I've asked. Please stop talking and do what I've asked you to do. And I was this close to sending that kind of ratty email when he was like, Feedburner's used by over 100,000 podcasts at least. Probably millions. If Feedburner went down, there'd be no podcasts. And I was like, yeah, you're probably right. I'll go and look closer at the problem. And because he was so adamant that I was an idiot, I went and looked closer at the problem. And it turns out that Feedburner only takes an RSS feed of a certain size. And it's very rare for podcasts to ever meet the capacity of Feedburner. Probably because none go for very long. They always burn out before they get to that point. But the limit on a file is 1 meg on Feedburner. So I obviously went and downloaded our RSS feed file and it's exactly 1 meg big. And it turns out we've just been going for so long that every time Pab puts a description in, it takes up like, let's say, a kilobyte of data or whatever it is, or whatever amount, and we've just reached that point where we're too big for Feedburner now. So I've had to go and
we've completed the internet. We filled it up.
Completed it. That's it. That's our first game of the week. We've completed Feedburner. So I've had to remove the first 10 episodes off of the normal feed. They're no longer on the normal feed. But what I have submitted...
Now people can buy them from us for a pound each.
Do you know what? It offered that option on Spreaker, and I was like, could you imagine if we were that awful? We're not that awful.
Yeah, I'm that awful. £10 a pop if people want that. Let's face it, it keeps people away from the early stuff that was rubbish.
True.
I'm all for hiding it behind a paywall. If people really, really, really want it, they can give us money for it. Otherwise, that trash is off the internet then. Perfect.
Well, what I did instead is you can now find the first 250 episodes on the Mature Gamer Archives, which is on Spotify, I think on Apple. I think I submitted it to Apple. I just submitted it to the entire list on Spreaker. So that's just a separate podcast people can go and look at and subscribe to that has 230 episodes. I would have deleted the first 230 episodes off of the current feed, but there's no way to bulk do it. I had to do it individually. So I did like 10, ran out of patience and thought, Pab, every week when you put an episode on, delete one from the start, please. You could just make that part of your ritual.
No.
That saved me a lot of time.
That's your job.
Well, then you've got about 10 weeks. You've got about 10 weeks and it's going to run out of space because I'm not going to remember to do that.
I'm not going
to. You're so, 10 episodes left.
Like 1 a.m. in the morning, I'm doing these uploads.
Yeah, and you're being paid handsomely for it.
You are, that's it.
I am, to be fair, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Pab, the options are rely on me or do it yourself.
Rely on Sheepdog, who forgot he did a podcast this evening and just was there on Twitch 10 minutes after we were supposed to start it. Good job we never got around to that idea of doing these live, because we would be live on a different part of Twitch while you're still live on your part. And we're like, oh, Sheepdog's obviously not here. And everyone's left your stream to come and watch you on your podcast and you're not there. Would have been a right mess.
I imagine we'd have had a better infrastructure in place if we were doing that. You'd have probably... called me in. I probably wouldn't have been doing a stream pre-stream, if I'm honest, but now I realize it's only 8 minutes past 10 when I realized I was late. I was telling a story. You know what I'm like? Well, you might not know this, I do like talking off on random tangents. It's something that I quite enjoy doing, and I know I keep it from you lot, but it's true, I just like talking.
Well, yeah. Me and Anna are nicely relaxed after our lovely week away. We have we've relaxed and refreshed and become woods people.
Relaxed and refreshed. Now... I've come home since 3 and slept.
Yeah, because of all that countryside air that's still in your
lungs.
No,
it's because
you're
the beds
making the most of it.
Were really hard and not comfortable for me.
I've got an excellent video of Anna getting out of the car when we got home as well, where she couldn't stand up straight. It's a 40-minute video of her basically bent double outside our house trying to stand up straight after driving home.
He means 40 seconds.
I might release that if we get 1,000 retweets of this podcast. I might release it. Just put that video on the internet. It'll be very humorous. But Anna is now the world champion axe thrower, which is really quite alarming. She was unnaturally good from the very beginning at axe throwing, not just better than me, because as anyone who's ever competed with me at anything will know, mm-hmm. I'm generally not very good at most things. Pab is right in there agreeing. He beats me at everything we ever try. But Anna was playing the role of Pab. And it wasn't just me she was beating. There was 8 of us, I think, doing it, and she was wiping the floor with all of us.
Yes, I
just
was.
Hurling these axes straight into these targets, chucking knives, chucking axes. It was frankly terrifying, and I'm not allowing any sharp objects around the house anymore because I am afraid.
It's all the Assassin's Creed. I just watched her technique and...
Of course it is, Anna. It's not all those rumours about you being a spy that literally everyone's been saying for years.
We walked away and she said, I want some of these throwing star things now for home. No,
throwing
you're not having
angels.
Any.
Angel
throwing
knives.
Angels. Yeah, you're not having them.
They look so
I'm
good.
I'm not having
I
you refining
so
your
it.
Technique even further.
I was excellent at it. And well, I could see in Kevin's eye that he was like, I thought I was going to beat you at this. I'm like...
because I'd so comprehensively beat Short Stay at shooting the day before, I'd outshot a man from Nottingham. I was on top of the world.
He's born with a gun in his hand.
Yeah, exactly. All he knows is guns. He turned up for shooting wearing a black hoodie pulled up over his head. I was like, I don't stand a chance here. But I beat him and I thought I was untouchable. And then we got out there slinging axes and goodness me. Goodness me.
I've never tried this. I feel like I'd love it. I need to go axe throwing. Next time we're in London, we need to go to the axe throwing place in London.
I had a very, very
You don't want to go
time.
With Anna. She'll embarrass you. You'll well, feel less of a man.
If I can beat Anna, then I'll feel like king of the world. If you me and Anna turn out to be equally good, we can enter the Olympics. We can go in like the axe throwing doubles, the mixed doubles, and we can be throwing axes against...
Tell you what,
like,
Sheepdog, before you do axe throwing, try axe catching. We'll arrange that. if you can master axe catching, then I'll let you do axe throwing.
Fair enough. I think that sounds fair. Is that in the Olympics as well?
Probably. You don't get a lot of repeat competitors.
Yeah, I imagine it's quite intense and hard to master.
Exactly. You don't want to go for all that training for too long. Anyway, we have a Game of the Year podcast to do. Less of your nattering, less of your chatting, less of your waffle. We have a Game of the Year podcast to do. And as ever, we are going by MGP Game of the Year rules. Allow me to just explain the rules to anybody who is new, because this is how we've been doing Game of the Year for the last 10 years. Each of us have produced a shortlist of 5 games. Those 5 games are going to be whittled down into a podcast shortlist of what used to be 5, now is 4, because it fits on a Twitter poll then as well. So we're going to work our potentially up to 20 games that we've got between us, if we've got no doubles, down to a show shortlist of 4. And then we're going to decide what the winner is. We'll also put the poll on Twitter so you can see if you agree with us. But frankly, whatever we decide on the show is final. You don't get a say. It's our Game of the Year, not your Game of the Year. But there are a couple of rules that we are very, very stringent with. And we've had a little bit of a disagreement pre-show already about how these rules are going to be applied. And I am laying down the law here. Anna's going to yell at me. Anna's going to get her
That's
axes laughing, sharpened. But the 5 games have to be released for the first time in the calendar year 2021. And this is where we're having a little bit of a disagreement, because obviously we now live in a world of remasters, re-releases, remakes, all that kind of thing. We're struggling to decide where we draw the line between what is a new game that based on an old game, and what is just a sloppy, slapped-together re-release.
The disagreement
that we were having is where the line is somewhere between the Mass Effect Legendary Edition re-release.
It's not a re-release.
And the new game, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl. The line is somewhere between those two.
I'm still having Mass Effect.
So Anna, I was thinking about this
on the shortlist.
While reading the list.
It's called Mass Effect Legendary Edition. There hasn't been one before.
But Skyrim Legendary Edition came out this year as well.
That's what I was about to ask. You got Skyrim Anniversary and you got Grand Theft Auto Definitive Edition.
But Skyrim's the same game. It's
no,
just
it
been
genuinely. Stuff in it.
It's had some DLC bundled with it. It's not actually got any new content. You have an even weaker argument for Skyrim. Mass Effect, you could almost make an argument. You're just not trying to. But Skyrim, you absolutely could not make an argument for including the Skyrim re-release as a new game this year. Not
well, then
a
chance. You can't have Pokemon, can you?
But Pokemon isn't a re-release.
But they're the same names, and
not though.
Yes, they are.
No.
Well, they're the same as previous, because that's all I ever hear is. Oh, it's a love letter to the blah, 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 blah. I'm not very into the history of it because I don't really particularly like Pokemon, because it's the same game they released twice because they like to grab money. So, yeah, I'm sick. Leave me alone.
So, I did read that Mass Effect, whatever it's called,
Legendary Edition.
It won an award, didn't it? It won Best Story or something like that.
See?
I'm trying to find the damn award the other day.
It can't possibly have won an award in 2021 for a game that was written 15 years ago.
Well, this is what the reaction was. It won the same award that it won when it first came out. And it was like, well, that's not fair. And that's what all the comments were. I'm just trying to find whose award it was now, because obviously that would
someone
help.
Gave that. Just... There is no... That has no standing for anything, if I'm honest with you, if that is what's happened.
Yeah, I put Mass Effect wins award and it's not come up. Let me get my facts straight before I put that out there.
Cheap dogs telling tales again.
No, but also Halo won an award, apparently, which is also a remake, isn't it?
No.
Oh. Halo's a brand... Halo Infinite is a brand new game.
Oh, crikey, I didn't know that. I didn't bother with it because I thought it was a remaster of an old game. I didn't realise it was a brand new Halo.
Mass Effect Legendary Edition has been nominated for Outstanding Story-Rich Game at the 2021 Steam Awards.
Steam Awards, it's not winning. It's audience voted Steam Awards.
Oh, well, then it doesn't count then. Like, we made that clear right at the start. The audience are know-nothings. It's all about... You can only allow the professionals to have their view. We're the professionals.
Yeah, we've been doing this so long that we filled up Feedburner. There is no one bigger
than us. We've got archives now, for goodness sake. How many podcasts do you listen to that has to have a separate archive feed because we've got too much content for you? God, we treat you like good. But yeah, we are going to... each put forward our case for our top five, and then we'll figure out. Hopefully, there'll be... usually we get a little bit of overlap between the lists, and it becomes obvious and a little bit easier what's going to be on the final four. I mean, bearing in mind the incident with the axes, I'm almost inclined to let Anna put her one game forward, knowing that none of the rest of the three of us will, and it has no chance of making the shortlist. But we need to really... I think the key is I need to clarify the rules with her before she does her list next year, because she sat there doing her list when she just wanted to sleep because we'd come back from our holiday. And then she's done her list, and I'm like, that doesn't count. Can't have that one. Redo it. Show you're working. New game needed. But I mean, I think it does say a lot for 2021 as a year of games that Little Miss Buys Everything is struggling to put a fifth game on the list that's not a re-release.
Because everything has been moved to 2022, Kevin. I'm struggling.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm saying I think that says a lot about the year in gaming in general.
The next couple of months, I'm going to be broke. Because there's so many games coming out that I want. So,
but you're loving the fact you've got a job sorted out now and not in the massive gap when you had all the free time from no games.
What job?
That's exactly what you wanted to hear.
Does he not know you only did one shift at your job?
No.
Oh, really? No, I did not know that.
Yeah, she did one shift. She did one shift and quit at the end of the day, before bedtime that day.
Okay. You need to tell me these things before I start talking about them on the podcast.
Oh, it's already public knowledge. We've already talked about it on stream and on videos and stuff, I think. It's certainly on stream I've talked about it a lot.
I haven't been on YouTube myself at all for like a week and a half.
That's why she was able to just disappear on holiday for a week just after starting a new job.
I didn't even think about that.
Basically, the story was she went and started the job. They messed her around, so she quit. And to cheer her up, I booked a holiday.
Right, okay.
Yeah, they basically said, oh yeah, we need someone Monday and Friday. So I was all on board for that. Andy's at school Monday to Friday. That works within our family. And it's like, oh, no, I need you Sunday 10 till 4. I was like, no, because I do things on Sunday. And no. So, yeah, we sent an email and he goes, well, because of the forever changing, what is it, landscape?
The really wangy quote was, as I'm sure you're aware, retail is a 7-day-a-week business. Yeah, and as I'm sure you're aware, Mr. Moron, she told you at the interview that two of those days were off limits. You idiot. So, yeah, one shift. She did get paid for it, though, which I did one shift at the chip shop when I was like 17, and they never paid me.
But you ate all of their profits. That's why you didn't get any more time there. If Anna had eaten all the food in co-op, I think they wouldn't have paid her either.
I didn't eat all the food. I just made myself a chicken burger when it was a bit quiet. I think that's fair.
Kevin.
That is fair. What he means, though, is a full chicken... completely, and not a full live one, but like a roast chicken, he just battered it and put it in a bun. So yeah, okay, well, good news, Anna, you've got lots of free time for all these games that come out now.
Exactly. So I'm gonna be on what, Zero Horizon and Dying Light, and can't remember anything else, but Yeah.
Well, if you try and sneak a re-release in next year, then we're putting it out there right now. Re-releases are not allowed, but I would still maintain that these remakes are. The example I gave before the show started is I would allow the Final Fantasy VII remake because it's remade top to bottom, but wouldn't allow a BioShock re-release that's just, or the Grand Theft Auto V version that's come out on PS5 and Xbox. Yeah, well, obviously that doesn't count because it's just the same game, whereas Final Fantasy VII was remade. I think it's you've got to find that distinction between remake and re-release. And I know they shinied up Mass Effect 1 quite a lot, but having played through it again myself, I do think it was just shinied up. I don't think they rebuilt anything massively. But next year, we won't need to have this conversation because next year you're going to have all these shiny new games, as promised. No,
I need to see what's coming out next year. I feel like there's only one game I'm aware of that I want for next year. I'm going to be there trying to. I mean, I like Football Manager now. Maybe I could just put that on every year to take a spot up.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what you do. And if we're both putting it on, it's got a really good chance of making it to the shortlist every year. Because exactly. Quite frankly, it does make a mockery of my job that I never managed to get Football Manager onto the Final Four on my podcast. Everyone's looking at that thinking, what the hell? How he does a podcast but never talks, barely ever mentions Football Manager. What's going on? It's not acceptable. So, top fives. Who is starting? Who's going to put their top five forward first? I think we'll start off just each getting our five out, see if there's any overlap between them, and then we can start making cases for why stuff shouldn't be on the list and really fight it out on our final four when we're done. Pabby, you said you had a list of nine, which we've told Anna off. I'm telling you off as well. No. You're not having nine, you monster.
No, I've just it's this five. Is just what I've been writing down about a month ago. What I was shortlisted.
Yeah, Pab, a month prep. I mean, when I sent the tweet out this morning, Kev was like, I thought we were doing a normal one.
Yeah.
Kev's had to remember five games that exist.
I've looked through the Wikipedia games released in 2021, like I do every year.
Yeah, I always read it. It's fascinating, but I'm reading it now just to make sure I didn't miss anything when I was pinging it with my thumb on my phone while writing with the other hand. Go on, Pabby.
Okay. Number five is Death's Door. Number four.
That's Death's Store. It's a shop about death, yeah?
Yes.
It's exactly what I heard, Pab.
The Death Store.
Death's Door. Number four is Maquette.
I've actually written down Death's Store. Hold on.
That's
Maquette.
Right.
It is Death, D-O-O-R, yeah?
Death's Door, yes, D-O-O.
As a door.
So not the store that sells death.
You keep saying, Death's Store, Death's Store. And I'm like, it's only a coincidence that I was looking at Death's Door on Wikipedia. It was literally where I had my screen. My mouse was next to it. I looked up, I was like, Death's Door. He means door, not store. But Kev has asked you twice if you've been shop, and you've said yes.
Not Death's Store.
Death's Store. My Acid Nerve, Devolver Digital, action adventure game on the PS4, PS5, and Switch.
Okay. You got my number four, yeah?
Yeah, Racket.
Isn't that cheese?
No. What?
Raclette or something.
No.
You got any of that out wangy indie games, have you? You're
gonna, yeah, I mean,
what is this? Goodness, are you trying to be bouncy? While you're reading this list out? No, what's happening here?
This is...
Is your neck cold? Else? You need to put a scarf on.
What? Okay, number three is The Artful Escape.
Oh, you're such a...
Who is this person?
Just make up words. This list left-handed. Goodness me.
Number two is It Takes Two.
Finally, one we've heard of.
Yeah. Mm. And number one is Guardians of the Galaxy.
I mean, at least usually you have quite a good record of getting games through to the final shortlist. I thought you just decided to have a year off this year.
I also...
Go on, Anna.
I say I also have Guardians.
Well, you may as well do your five next then. So Anna's got Guardians.
Okay, let me get it up. So in no particular order, I have that one. I have Kena Bridge of Spirits.
What's that? Kena? Yep. I haven't really heard of this.
Yeah,
how do you spell that?
K-E-N-A, Bridge of Spirits.
What has happened to video games?
You bought this for me, so...
I mean, I buy a lot of things. I don't often know what I'm spending money on.
Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Okay.
Hades.
Is that a new game?
It is.
Hades, you can't have. That was released 2020. That was going to be on my five, and that's released last year. Originally.
And I also have Mass Effect, so I literally have no other games. I've been through the thing twice.
You can vote your friend Peppa Pig.
Are you telling me that in an entire year, you could only come up with three games that you liked a bit, and one of them is called Kena Bridge of Spirits that I've not heard of?
Yeah.
What a terrible year for gaming that is for old Anna. I mean, you played It Takes Two with me. You're telling me you didn't
really
enjoy that?
Not really, because I had to play with you.
That doesn't mean the game was... Imagine you were playing it with Pabby.
No, it still annoyed me. I just didn't like it that much.
I know we only played it a couple of times, but what about Back for Blood?
No, not really.
So you're telling me... I think the line has to be... Did you enjoy it more than just sitting there doing nothing? Because you just got to get your... I'm not saying these have got to be five world-class games. It's the five best games that you've played that were released this year. If you enjoyed Back for Blood or It Takes Two or any of these others more than just sitting around scratching your bumhole, then it goes on the list, surely.
Maybe Deathloop?
Deathloop. Here we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
You played you played Halo Infinite, didn't you? But that was Pablo thinking of, actually.
We'll come back to you for one more when we're done with me and Sheepdog. You keep perusing the list, Anna. You have a little peruse. Let's face it. This last one probably isn't making the final shortlist, but we have to stick to the rules. We need a fifth game. I'm going to have to let you have Mass Effect in a minute. Sheepdog.
Hello. So, I mean, I put Back for Blood on, and I'm kind of... I said to you, I had five, and I wasn't really sure on the fifth one. I put this on because I have not played multiplayer with you three in ages. Like, we played Minecraft together, and Pab did play, so actually that's a lie. But we've not played a new game that came out together for a laugh, just because we wanted to in a long time, other than Minecraft, for the whole of summer. And I really enjoyed it. And I feel like if we wasn't so busy, we'd have probably played it a lot more, and we'd have probably liked it a lot more, because it was a decent game. It wasn't quite Left 4 Dead 1 and 2 level, you know, beautiful, amazing, quality kind of fun. But it was definitely entertaining. It was definitely good. And they're updating it all the time. They're patching it all the time. So the little things that bothered us would have fixed. We'd have understood it better if we'd played it more. So I genuinely think that was exactly what we needed. It was a good game. And yeah, if we'd had more time, we'd have played it more. But I want to put it in. The rest of my list is very sheepdoggy. So I've forgotten that Pokemon Snap came out this year. Very happy with that. I remember playing the N64 one and thinking it was okay. And then not
re-release, re-release,
it's not a re-release. It's not re-release. It's a sequel. Hannah, it's a sequel. It's Pokemon Snap 2, basically, or 3.
It's
Where
Pokemon
was the number
Snap.
2? Where did it say
new.
2?
New.
It's new Pokemon Snap. It's a completely different game. It's got Pokemon that didn't exist when the old one came out, Hannah, and levels that didn't exist. It's a completely new game. Yeah, no, everyone was saying to me, oh, I bet you'll be streaming that, I bet you'll enjoy that. And I was like, oh, I don't know. The old one doesn't really sit in my memories as a game that was like a big part of my history. But then when I played it, it's fantastic and I do love it. And I need to play, they released a couple of new levels, which I didn't get. And I keep meaning, again, I've just been busy. But it's a great game. I love it. You don't have to fight anything, do anything. You're just riding around, taking nice little pictures. And that sounds a little bit one-dimensional, but... It's just fun because you have to do, you can throw him a berry or you can just annoy him or you can make a noise. It's little things you can interact with that are little subtle things, but it completely changes the level every time. And it's one of those games where there's just so much depth to it. And I was reading the Cerebi website, which is like a database for Pokemon information. And that guy was trying to get to the bottom of the game so he could complete it and say, right, this is the ultimate resource for the game. But he was like, I've been doing this for weeks and there's still new stuff coming out constantly. Like, if you do this certain thing a certain way, you can find a certain Pokemon and all of this.
Keep dog.
And yes, mate.
Kev asked for your list of five.
All right, all right.
You tell him, Pavi. You tell him.
I just realised that me and Anna just give a list, and you just started. You went off on one, and I don't mind you doing that, sheepdog. I don't want you to do it again in 10 minutes' time when you're arguing for it being on a list.
All right. Well, I'm setting the scene now, so you don't have to argue later. It's already confirmed in your head that you should go for it. So then, okay, Age of Empires 4 came out this year. I was expecting it to be rubbish, if I'm honest, because every game I've ever enjoyed that was a strategy game in the 90s and early noughties has been ruined by people who think they know better and they start making it different. And that didn't happen with Age of Empires 4. It was fantastic. So that's on my list. Pokemon Shining Pearl, complete remake, remaster of the old game, your 3D, all the different things added into it. Excellent game. And the last one, Football Manager 2022, because I've struggled to get into Football Manager for ages and I'm really into this one. It's fantastic. So it's on the list.
Oh, we might already have three of the four. We might have to have some. There might need to be some discussions. There's going to be fighting over the final place. My list, I've got It Takes Two, which would be a second vote for that, which, as it stands at the moment, would put it into the final four. Unless Anna really fights for it not being in there. I also have Football Manager 2022 because, you know, it's Football Manager. That would put that through. I also have Pokemon. Well, actually, I've got Pokemon Brilliant Diamond.
It's the same thing.
They count as one game on Twitch, don't they? If I type in, I'm playing it,
And then I've got Forza Horizon 5, which I put so much time into. Because it was awesome. And my last one, just because I needed to have a little bit of a nod to the Wangs, Boyfriend Dungeon, because I thought it was really fun. I played through it twice. I can't remember the last time I played through a game twice. It was short. It's only like 2 or 3 hours long. I don't expect it to be on the short list. Like I said at the time, go play Boyfriend Dungeon. It's brilliant, and it needed another shout out at the end of the year. Anna, did you manage to find a fifth game?
That's a negative.
I mean, to be fair, we've got four.
Do we have four?
It Takes
Two. Oh, because Anna had Guardians of the Galaxy as well, Oh, my word, have we done it that easily?
We did it on break.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Kev Gang, stop talking. Stop your waffling. We've got a game of the year to get to and we're done.
So that would be Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, are we happy with that as a list?
FM, Guardians, Pokemon.
So the list, the list would be Guardians of the Galaxy, It Takes Two, Football Manager 22, and Pokemon Diamond and Pearl.
Nice.
Anna, how are you feeling about that list?
It's not been a good year. That's why I've had to play old games. Like, I've been playing The Witcher, Valhalla, what was down there? The Divinity Original Sin, South Park.
I mean, for the last month or so, if I was to go through the games I've been playing, I've gone back and replayed Pokemon, the previous one, Sword. Yeah, Pokemon Sword, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've played a lot of Hades recently. I've been playing loads of Stardew Valley the last couple of weeks. I'm going back and playing old games as well. I kind of get the point that there isn't. I mean, I don't know. I was looking through the Wikipedia page and it's like, yikes. And I know old man Kev starts shouting at clouds this time every year, but I think back to those first few years we were doing this and it's as cliche as the Boxing Day results from 1960, whatever it was, because we talk about this on this show every year. But there was that year where I think we got Bioshock, Borderlands, Red Dead Redemption, and several others all in the same year. And it's like, my word. What has become of this industry? Where did it all go wrong? Are we just too old? I mean, if we were 10 years younger, is Halo Infinite on the list? Is that just an obvious?
Well, no, I heard a fact the other day that 80% of the world plays video games now. I think the pandemic has had an impact.
Yeah, but they're all playing like Fortnite and Pokemon Unite and all the other ongoing games. Minecraft still, but I only picked Pokemon Unite because it was on the list I was looking at in front of me. I don't think that's up there with Fortnite by any stretch, but it is just ongoing content games, isn't it? It's like, oh, we'll release a new chapter every month or whatever. See, I don't particularly like them either. The world's kind of switched away from us. I don't like them because there's always someone who gets really good at them. There's always a couple of thousand people who get really good at them, and then everybody else is just kind of like, meh. Like, I can't play Fall Guys anymore because I wasn't good at it when it came out, but now the only people playing it are outstanding at it. And, you know, I can't play... I mean, I wouldn't play Among Us because I got bored of it, but the only people playing that are hacking it and stuff now, aren't they? So it's like all these games that were good for a couple of days are suddenly ruined by people being good at them.
Right, let's take an ad break, and then when we come back, Pabby is going to tell us all the games we're going to get yelled at for not including on the shortlist, because he'll know. Pabby knows.
The best time to get a great deal on a Jeep SUV is now, during the Summer of Jeep event. Visit Jeep.com or your local Jeep brand dealer to find the perfect Jeep SUV for you. Hurry in and make this the Summer of Jeep. Right now, during the Summer of Jeep, purchase and get 10% below MSRP on the 2023 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 or Renegade Latitude 4x4. Not compatible with lease offers or with any other consumer incentive offers. Contact dealer for details. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 7/31/23. Jeep is a registered trademark.
There we go. What a beautiful advert it was. So, Pab, what games should have been on this list that aren't because we're out of touch old people? What were your other four in your nine?
The other four in my nine. Ratchet and Clank is on there, like Anna said. Deathloop is on there, like Anna said. Metroid Dread is on there. Halo Infinite is on there. I also got Forza on there as well, like you. But games that one game in particular, which I've told you about, and it's not really stuck with me, but I know why it is what it is Inscription, and you will see that on lists after lists after lists this year. I am almost certain of it. It might not be people's top game, but I guarantee you it'll be on like top tens or top fives or whatever it is this year on a lot of places.
Right, I'm looking at the Game Awards, what their final six were for the Game of the Year. They're six, and to be honest, I don't think our shortlist looks too bad when you compare it with their shortlist.
Yeah,
okay. They had Deathloop, It Takes Two, Metroid Dread, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, and Resident Evil Village.
Yep.
I look at that and think, It Takes Two won Game of the Year for them.
It did, yeah.
And it is in our final four, but I don't know. I look at that six and think, yee.
But they're all good games. They're all very good games.
Are any of them great games?
Yeah.
Yeah, Guardians was excellent. Like,
it's not on that. It's not on the list I just gave you, though.
Such a good game, though. Oh, was it not?
No.
It's, I mean, Resident Evil
Ratchet and Clank, I played, and it was dross.
No, Ratchet and Clank is a good game.
No, you didn't play it all the way through.
Yeah, because it was rubbish and I stopped playing it. Deathloop, you played and didn't like.
I've replayed.
You've got it on your list.
Because, yeah, but you told me I had to find something.
I know, but that's my point. You played it and didn't really like it, but you've had to include it on your list.
Well, I've been replaying it and I've kind of understand how it works, but it's just I think the games that are coming out now are not for me because I hate games that just replay the same thing over and over again. That's why I had to play that while I was playing Tomb Raider, just so I had some variety of
environments. Here's one that you could have had on your list. Life is Strange, True Colors.
I think I only played one episode on stream and never played any.
So I'm just looking through their other categories. Mm-hmm. The winner of Best Game Direction was Deathloop. Best Narrative was Guardians of the Galaxy, which I still haven't played.
Honest to God, it's almost worth playing it on like the easiest mode just for the story.
I noticed it was available on the Switch as a cloud game, which
yeah,
I didn't know was
mean?
A thing you could do on the Switch. I guess
it from the cloud.
Yeah, you're streaming it
like Stadia.
That's interesting.
So the Switch can't do it properly, but it can stream it and do it, yeah, Stadia style or xCloud style. Best art direction was Deathloop.
Best what? Sorry.
Best art direction was Deathloop.
Oh yeah, because it looked like BioShock. It was lovely.
Best audio was Forza.
Wow.
So we've got all the big games on there. Games for Impact, which is pro-social meaning or messaging. And that was Life is Strange. Best ongoing game, Final Fantasy 14 Online. So that beat out Apex, Fortnite, Final Genshin Fantasy 14 Impact, and Warzone.
It's massive, Final Fantasy 14.
It's mad. I've never touched that.
Like, WoW numbers big. Probably bigger than WoW now.
Pab's new favourite category, Best Indie. 12 Minutes, Death's Door, Inscription, Kena, Bridge of Spirits, and Loop Hero. Is Loop Hero anything to do with Guitar Hero?
I'd love Hero was a game that came out earlier in the year. It's a
hula hoop.
No one will know because Sheepdog gagged over you twice there, we won't know. No one knows. Kena won that category, so that was the one Anna put forward, wasn't it? So that won Best Indie Game of the Year. So yeah, I think we have, for once, covered all the games. Even Pokemon Unite got put forward for Best Mobile Game. So yeah. I think we have played most of the stuff that's winning stuff. I don't know. I just feel like the grumpy old man who's moaning about it not being the way it used to be.
I think you need... you could tell based on stuff that I've put on my list, I do play a lot of indie games. And
I need to get in... I need you to tell me what to buy and when to buy it.
Especially when I tell you they're on Game Pass, a lot of these games that I've bought,
Doesn't work. I need them to be on Switch. And if they're not on Switch, when I get my Steam Deck, I need them to be on Steam. I am not... because my only gaming place is my desk where I work, I'm not going to sit here and play a game for pleasure unless it's outstanding, like Forza Horizon 5. I put 60 hours into that. But at the time, I was sick as well, so I was just sat at my desk, feeling sorry for myself, playing Forza. Basically, over the course of two weekends, I put like 60 hours into that and haven't been back to it since. But I'm not going to sit at my desk playing an indie game on the Xbox because I'd just rather not. But if it was on my Switch or any like portable device, then I will play it and I will play a lot of it. So I need you to tell me when this stuff hits Switch and I'll buy it immediately.
The Artful Escape is on Switch. Just look at the trailer at least.
I'm going to buy it right now, puppy.
It's genuinely. Don't go and buy it just based on what I said.
I'm buying it now. That's what I'm doing. No, you've bought it on yourself. If it's rubbish, it's on you.
I could do a Pab bringing this up on Twitter after the show because I'm not doing it now while I'm doing a podcast. But if you remind us about these things, I'll look.
It's genuinely. It has been there for my favourite game since it came out and it took over It Takes Two and what have you. And then Guardians came out and then... I think overall Guardians was probably my favourite game this year, but The Artful Escape is genuinely something special. It's not even a long game.
It's not on there. I can't even see it on the Switch. Are you a liar?
I'm sure it's on
you
the
Switch.
You
made a liar of yourself.
Sure.
Artful Escape, in ARTFUL space escape.
Yeah, maybe it's not.
This isn't another Death Store thing.
The Artful Escape, yeah, there it is. It's... Actually, it's only on Xbox right now, but it is coming.
Use to me.
It's not on right now. Xbox and PC. Well,
I can get Death Store on here for $17.99.
Death Store's very good. I don't necessarily think it is for you. It might be. You like Hades. You liked Hades, so
I did. I've played a lot of Hades this week.
It's
akin to
something like
Hades,
but it's. Yeah, you might be all right then. If you liked Hades, you might be all right. It's very cool.
It's pronounced Hades, but other than that...
I didn't know you'd been playing Hades, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, I've been playing it. I think I mentioned it on last week's podcast that I'd got it downloaded, ready to go on holiday, and the reason I started playing Stardew Valley again is because my thumb ached so much from playing too much Hades.
Really?
I had to play something that I didn't need to use my thumb quite so vigorously for.
Well... I'm impressed. I genuinely did.
Well, I'm an impressive man, Pabby.
Yeah. Yeah. Hades is a good game.
Right, I'm searching for any of these indie games. I'm going to become indie man next year. This is just going to be a list of indie games.
I was going to ask you, Kev.
Cool dudes.
Did you not play Shin Megami in the end?
I've played like an hour of it, but it's...
It's a lot.
There's too much reading and thinking and paying attention. Do I look like I want to pay attention when I'm playing a game? I just want it to mindlessly sort of play itself at me and I have to get involved every now and again. The fact that it has an auto battle thing on it which led to me dying the first time I use it. It's like, well, why have you got auto battle on there as a thing if when I press auto battle, I end up dying? What's that all about, you idiots?
That is weird, isn't it?
So, yeah, I fell out with it. I mean, it looked nice. Hopefully, the fact that it now exists means once they've given it 6 months, they can just release Persona 5 Royal on Switch. And then I'll be convincing Anna that it's a brand new game for 2022. But it's different! It's different! I don't know what my justification will be. It's on a smaller screen. That means it's different.
You remember how I'm good at axes, Kevin?
I do.
Mocking me is not going
I wasn't
down.
Mocking you. I was telling you what I would say to you. I would never dream of mocking you. So we've got, I mean, we've got 15 minutes to fill.
We've got four, and we've got to kind of argue into
yeah, we've got to decide who the winner is. I'm just continuing to flick through the game awards. Returnal won best action game.
Returnal came out this year as well. Forgot about that. Yes.
Far Cry 6 was apparently this year, Anna.
I mean, Far Cry 6 came out 2 months ago.
I am aware. I'm aware of Returnal as well.
What, you didn't like either of them?
No. Yeah.
What about your new Mario Party Superstars game you were playing while you were away? Is that not...
Yeah, it's all right. It's not... I actually prefer the previous Mario Party game because it's more Switch-focused. This one is a remake of the N64.
I forgot it is, isn't it? It's the best of, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not... It doesn't take advantage of the hardware to the same degree. You have to press a button to roll the dice rather than shaking the joystick.
Really? What's that about?
I was horrified. The amount of times we'd be there pumping our fists and it was doing nothing. So, I mean, I'm looking at this four and there's not a chance the four of us are going to agree. What are we doing? Putting this to a vote? Because I look at this and think, well, Anna's going to go for Guardians of the Galaxy, Pab's going to go for It Takes Two, I'm going to go for Football Manager, Sheepdog's going to go for Pokemon. Boom. We're all going to go for our favourite game that we've put forward.
I'll already trump you on that, because if Anna goes Guardians of the Galaxy, I will as well.
Ah-ha-ha!
This is where politics come into this.
Well, then I'll go Pokemon.
Nice one. That saves me going Football Manager, doesn't it?
He's going Football Manager, then.
Get my mouth shut thinking I'll go Football Manager. Which would mean we have a joint tie of 2-2-2. So who are we ignoring then? It Takes Two, was that the other one?
It Takes Two.
So,
yeah,
so that comes four.
Are we just picking the winner out of this lot, then?
That's what we do, yeah. So are we all agreed that it's of the four, It Takes Two is the fourth one?
See, no.
If none of us are throwing our weight behind it.
I would say, A, I didn't play it, but I did watch you two playing it. So I was like... I loved it.
I thought it was brilliant.
I think it's up there for me. But
the story looked great, but I don't think the gameplay would have worked for me. I think it would have made me very frustrated and very sick, and that's why I didn't touch it. I just thought it's not my cup of tea. So for me personally, I would not have played that in a million years, but I did enjoy the story. I didn't see how it ended, but I only watched
it. It hasn't
first few
ended,
streams.
That's the problem.
Yeah, Anna won't play it anymore with me.
It's not that, Kevin. It's you're always too busy to do these things.
So
I'll play it right now.
We can't
just put it out there as a justification then. Pab's the only one that's finished it, I'm assuming. So how can it win if I've not played it, you two haven't finished it, and it wasn't Pab's first choice?
According to the Game Awards, Microsoft Flight Simulator came out this year. But when I looked it up, it
came out on Xbox this year.
I don't. Then they need to be stricter with their rules the way we are, because that's why I didn't have it on my five. I would have probably had that on my five. I loved that. I even bought a hat. But yeah, so if we're putting It Takes Two in fourth place, I imagine that'll be the one that ends up winning, unless I retweet it and tell everyone to vote for Football Manager, which I'll avoid doing.
Wait, how's that fourth then?
Because Anna didn't like it, and I would put Football Manager and Pokemon ahead of it. Sheepdog would put Football Manager and Pokemon ahead of it.
Right.
And you two are both voting for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
So if we were to do our thing where we put them in order, which we've done in previous years, well, we can do that if you want. You can put them in order. But I just think it's a bit when none of us have played all four of them, it doesn't really work.
Yeah, it doesn't really. Yeah.
Putting them in order, does it?
I mean, I'm running through this in my head, and I'm pretty sure I can argue. The problem I've got is I can only argue for Guardians of the Galaxy to win it, and I've not played it. So knowing
I'm
going
to download it now. Is it on? Is it free on anything? Or do I need to buy it?
What, Guardians?
Yeah,
Guardians is yeah, it's not. You have to buy it.
I think if this had been on Game Pass, if this had been on Game Pass, I'd have been on it straight away. I put it on my Christmas list, and then I changed my mind because I wasn't sure I'd have the time to get it done. But it's one of those where it's getting memed a lot. It does look really good. You've both raved about the story on it. The last Guardians game I played, which was, to be fair, it was the Telltale one, but it was fantastic. It was like really, really freaking good.
It holds true to like, it holds true to me how the comic books would show them. And it's not one for one with the movies how it is, but you can tell that the movies are derived from the comic books because there's a tinge of it in this game. It's like, it's not one for one, but you can see like Rocket Raccoon is a very snarky character. Then you got Drax being the one that's like, he
doesn't
Drax.
Understand humans, does
yeah.
he?
he doesn't know sarcasm. He just speaks in very very forthright of things. And yeah, he's so cool. I think Drax is one of the best characters this year.
How long does it take to play through?
I don't know. It's surprisingly long.
To commit to playing it.
It's surprisingly long, if I'm honest with you.
I thought he was going to try and get it done in the next 10 minutes so he could vote on it. No, let's stop recording. Kev plays it for an hour.
17 hours.
So long.
It's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad.
It's 17 hours sat at my desk, though. That's the problem. If it was on, should I get the terrible Switch version?
No,
and sit and play
no.
It's the cloud version, so it's just how good your internet. It'll look fine.
Really good.
It'll look fine then, won't it? Because it's like Stadia or whatever. It just streams the quality of it. It's not like it's going to. Also, you're on an OLED. It'll look nice.
I might get it on Switch then.
See, I'm sat here thinking, could I stream it to my Switch, and then just full screen the Elgato on my monitor, and then I'm playing it on a full screen monitor.
That seems like a lot of faff, and you could just get it on PC, Sheepdog, for you.
Why don't you just stock it?
Very good point.
Isn't it different? Oh, I didn't realise that.
Plus, Sheepdog, you've got the setup now that'll run it like very
to
well.
To its maximum, yeah. Okay, so how much is it on PC then? I might just get it on PC.
I think
32 quid, I've just seen it on Steam.
Let me have a look. Let me check on Kev's
The fact that Mr. Sheepdog has been literally scraping for ideas this past week for Christmas, and then if I go and buy a game like Christmas Eve for myself, I'm going to get stabbed. She's going to hire Anna to assassinate me. I'll see how the presents go tomorrow, and if there's a sizable gap there, I'll top up the prices. I'm opening them like everybody does every Christmas. And
I don't do that. You're a monster.
Mate, it was a joke. I was going to say, if there's a bit of a, I spent more on it, I'll buy myself a game. That's what I was thinking. But I won't actually. Don't worry. I'll just get it.
Me and
anyway.
Anna compete to see who can spend the most on each other. I'm not sure who's
going to
win this year.
No. Oh. You compete with me. I don't compete with you. I just get you presents. And you're like, how much did you spend? And then you go, I've spent more on you, so I have to go out and buy more presents for him.
It's
so
a good
annoying.
Tactic.
The review on Nintendo Life of this cloud version is only a 4 out of 10.
Oh, dear.
Cloud version is an absolute mess. An expensive, stuttering shambles.
No, well,
they might have played that on a potato, though, mightn't they?
I genuinely don't. I've never done the cloud-based games. There's a few on there now. I think recent Hitman's on there as a cloud game. I've never seen anyone or heard anything about these cloud versions of the game.
I might just get it on Steam.
I mean, you can get it on Steam. You can get it on the Xbox. I mean, if you go to your CD keys link, Kev, there is on there.
Oh, Pavi, you're a hero.
I'm surprised you don't have a PC under your TV or anything, Kev. It feels like the kind of thing you would do.
Well, there's a couple in there. There's a gaming PC either side of the TV. Just neither of them are plugged into it.
HDMI lead and they do it.
They just sat around waiting. You know, they're not really plugged into anything. They're just spares.
There you go. Xbox version, £32. There you go.
£28.99 on CD keys for the PC version.
Yeah, Xbox 32.
So, putting this back on topic a little bit, my thought process was...
How dare you!
My thought process was, It Takes Two, we all agree, no one's played enough of it to love enough, but it was a good game. I figured then, Football Manager, it's not that different from last year. It's just the first time in 10 years that I thought it was a really good game and I've really enjoyed it. So I'm very deep in it and I love it, but it's still only incrementally better than the year before each time, and Football Manager 23 will be incrementally better, and I'm sure it will still make our list. So I'd put that there and argue that there. Whereas I feel like Diamond and Pearl, outstanding remakes, really, really enjoyed
it. Remakes!
But it's a remake, so Guardians should win.
Hang on, so let me talk. So, so I was saying, you know, Kev liked them so much, for example, that he went back and replayed a game that he got bored of and has played that through. But as you both said, it's a remake, therefore it shouldn't really win. And then Guardians is an original game that is outstanding that we've both sat here trying to figure out how to buy for 10 minutes. And therefore, any disagreements with what I've just said, I guess.
Fine, I'm turning my Xbox on, I'm downloading it now. If it's rubbish, I
hold on. Don't,
the right
why do you do this every time?
What?
I was going to say, look on the Xbox store because there's a sale on right now, so it might be cheaper on the Xbox.
Well, I just said I'm turning my Xbox on. I'm having a look.
Okay, good. Okay, I thought you,
that
meant,
was weird,
you said
Pat.
I'm downloading it now. That's what you said. So that's
no,
what
he said I'm
me.
Turning my Xbox on. And you went, why are you doing this? Put your Xbox on. Damn it, man.
It's $38.99 on the...
Okay, so yeah. CD keys is the way to go through the link in the
description. I want the digital deluxe version. What does that give me?
No.
Paint.
There's no DLC as it stands. There's no season pass or anything like that. It'll just be cosmetics, which you unlock tons of cosmetics in that game. There's so many outfits. There's like probably 12 outfits for each character.
I have three different toiletry bags when we went on holiday. I've got so many cosmetics.
Yeah?
Three toiletry bags with me. Anna
sounds
only had
like
one.
Dream.
I had three.
That sounds like you're living the dream.
We never did our face masks, Anna.
No, we didn't.
Oh. We're going to do them tonight.
It's because Andy wouldn't go to sleep, so we couldn't go back into the hot tub with our face masks on.
We'll go and do that tonight. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
See,
worry.
My worry is that, like, they'll just announce this on Game Pass in, like, a week, and I'll be like, damn it. But
it's like, I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either. I think they might in maybe... springtime, maybe.
I mean, it's not gonna. I'm not gonna cry over it. I'm just thinking. Do you know what I mean? If I rush to get it and then I don't, I mean, I'll just plan
play it.
Play it in a week or so.
Play it then. Yeah.
Get it in a week. I'll. Do you know what? Is it a sort of game that you get away with streaming? Probably not because of the music problem.
It.
Isn't it?
No,
I streamed it. It does. It you don't really want it.
No.
I initially said, it's fine. But the music kind of makes what it is.
Yeah.
Makes it what
now,
it
I
is.
I might just... I'm tempted to get it on Monday and play it Monday, Tuesday while I'm off work and just make that my Monday, Tuesday then. Because you said it's 17 hours. I could do 2 8-hour shifts on that and then finish
it. Yeah, because streaming, you would miss out on all the music and the music does make it.
Music makes it, yeah. Yeah.
Well, if I could work out how to check on Xbox... I could tell you whether or not it's now downloading. I've bought it,
you go to
but I don't know how to use an Xbox
right,
these
go
days.
Go to My Games and Apps and then go down to Q and it should
do
be
do this
in
off
there.
The air.
Yeah, I was going to say, this bit isn't as essential for us to do.
Oh, sorry,
the show.
I was just asking. I was just telling
I'll
you.
I'll figure it out, probably.
Helpful. I had 4 hours of doing it this week on Andy's new one that I had to download all his games on, so I am well aware of that action.
Oh, there's a games and apps section.
There is.
Think?
Oh, I've got Tetris Effect and Hades on this.
Yeah, it's Game Pass. Yeah.
I bought both of them on Switch before we went away.
I tell you what.
I know.
I tell you what, it's good though. If you had it on PC, Hades, the save, you can transfer the save across from PC to the Switch. Which I did.
Well, I will have to buy it on a third thing then, I guess.
Yeah,
thanks,
sure.
Pab.
Yeah.
Goodness me. So, are we officially declaring Guardians of the Galaxy the MGP 2021 Game of the Year? It sounds like that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there we go. Yeah.
Well deserved.
Do Papadanna normally win this?
I'm not downloading this game. I don't understand. Pab usually does.
It's weird. Because I'm political and I
you did four indie games.
No, Guardians of the Galaxy and It Takes Two. I knew, you'd put it in. I know what I'm doing.
Right, well, before next week's episode, we do have to announce the annual rule. You're not allowed to make notes in the Zeitgeist quiz because we can't have you winning
I've got a book full.
You got a cheat. What?
A book. I've got a book full already.
You're advising for it.
No.
On the topic of the Google Zeitgeist Review of the Year show, we're not entirely sure if it'll be out next weekend or if it might be slightly delayed. We've got to figure out if there's a time when we can all get together and record that doesn't involve us recording on New Year's Eve. It is, for those of you questioning our commitment to the cause, it's 20 past 11 on Christmas Eve while we're recording this. That's how much we love you. That's how much we care.
Mrs. Sheepdog just texted her mum and I'm in the chat saying that she's at a miracle because she's got the kids to bed by 10 and like she's all happy with herself and I'm sat here, I've been gaming since 7 and talking to you lot. Oh my God. I feel so guilty.
But of course, you do need to make sure that you vote in the poll for yourself. Let's see if you agree. I'm expecting all the votes to come in for Football Manager 2022 to prove that Kev is right. I like it when Kev is right. That'll all be on the MGUK podcast Twitter. Or you can follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pav1986.
And normally at this point, I say see you next week, boys and girls. But like I say, I don't know exactly when. So we'll see you soon. And it'll be Zeitgeist.
Have a good Christmas, everyone.
Yep, same.
Thanks for listening, folks.